Dem Representative Jonathan Jackson, migrants cost citizens resources. Rich do not feel the impact, they shouldn't be bussed. By Ian Hanchett on December 6, 2024. On Friday's broadcast of Newsmax TV's National Report, Representative Jonathan Jackson, DEL, criticized busing migrants to Chicago and stated that the rich do not feel the impact of this level of immigration. And these same facilities, schools that were closed in the city of Chicago have been opened up to migrants. Now we know the resources that the city had at its disposal. There are many Illinois residents and Chicago residents that needed housing, that needed food assistance, and that was taken off their plates and put into persons that were non-citizens. So, this has been used as a wedge issue to attack and make a war against the poor. Jackson said, people should not be moved across the state used simply as pawns. So, I believe in enforcing federal law. There's a port of entry. There's a way that people should be in here. Persons that have committed crimes should simply be sentenced, as well as those that have committed crimes should be returned back to their place of origin. I've been on the side of making sure that we have compassion, but also enforcing the law. Unfortunately, the rich do not feel the impact of this level of immigration. It doesn't impact their schools, they don't know who does their laundry. They don't know who cuts their grass, and they simply are now trying to create a war amongst the poor. These same facilities, schools that were closed in the city of Chicago have been opened up to migrants. Now we know the resources that the city had at its disposal. There are many Illinois residents and Chicago residents that needed housing, that needed food assistance, and that was taken off their plates and put into persons that were non-citizens. So, this has been used as a wedge issue to attack and make a war against the poor. I want to fight poverty, not fight poor people. Jackson also said that Chicago residents should be able to vote on if the city remains a sanctuary city. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.